Where'd you go from there?
We loaded the coal and we went from there all the way around the tip of Africa, back across the South Atlantic to Santos, Brazil. Mm-hmm. That's another Portuguese country. But it was like night and day. Brazil was a beautiful country, and they didn't have any feelings at all against Americans. They were neutral too, of course, during the war. And we had a good port there. While they unloaded the cargo there, we got nice souvenirs, had a good port study. That was the best port duty we'd had since we'd left the States.
How long would you get in port?
We'd stay there about 2 weeks unloading.
Yeah. So you got a pretty good sense of the town.
Yeah, in Santos we did.
Yeah.
In fact, Joe Coelho had been there. He went there about a year ago. He also said it was a nice city. And from there, every time we left Santos, Brazil, I said, oh boy, we're going home now, because we were empty. And the ship, they got a cargo in Argentina. We turned the other way, go down the tip of South America to Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
And that's when we were going in the harbor to Buenos Aires, that we had to stop and pick up a pilot halfway into the river. And we saw this big bridge, like the tip of our bridge, sticking out of the water. And somebody said, that's the Grass Bay. They had brought the ship in there, if you know any history, and scuttled the Grass Bay in there, because that was a neutral port. They couldn't stay there.
Yeah.
And the British were waiting for them out at the end of the river to come back, that Ajax and two other ships. And the captain, he scuttled the ship, and he goes in, the captain, of course this is all history, he goes into Buenos Aires and commits suicide. He wasn't going to be responsible to Hitler for losing that ship.
Right.
This is in 1939 that happened.
Yeah. And you later saw the ship, one of the ships that was...
I saw the ship that helped, you know, fought it, and then I saw the Grass Bay. I didn't know any of this until a couple of years later when I finally learned something about it.
Mm-hmm. So when you're on these trips and you're thinking you're going to go home because you have an empty...
Well, we left. We in Buenos Aires, they started loading foodstuffs, lentils, little beans to make soup, and they had them in bags and even in bulk. And they loaded the ship down with cargo. We figured, well, we'd take it to the States. Ended up going to North Africa.
When would you find out where you're going?
After we'd say, well, down there we knew before we left the port, they got the orders, because the war was over, and they tell you where you're going.
The company.
Yeah, they tell the officers would tell the crew. You only have to tell one man on the crew, and it went around the whole ship. Everybody on the ship knew it.
Yeah, that's usually like in the...
You're sitting in the mess hall, somebody goes, yeah, we're going to Casablanca. And that's where we went from Argentina. Went back across the Atlantic up to North Africa. And we unloaded there in North Africa. And we were light and said, oh good, now we can go home. Went around in Gibraltar, went back in the Mediterranean again. I mean, we were getting really wacky by that time.
How long had it been?
Well, I got on that ship in January, February of 45, and it was already about December now of the same year, the end of that year. So it had been almost a year we were on it.